PCs to get popular and powerful enough, and content on the Internet's World Wide Web to get rich enough, and there was no turning back. I can't tell you exactly when this point of no return was reached, but by late 1995, we had crossed the threshold. More users meant more content, and more content meant more users. The Internet had spiraled up in popularity, achieving critical mass. Ironically, when a technology reaches critical mass, its weaknesses and limitations almost become strengths, as numerous companies, each trying to stake a claim in what quickly turns into a gold rush, step forward to fix the deficiencies. Today, a lot of the Internet's pieces are missing or deficient, but because it is destined to evolve into the global information highway we've been talking about, the Internet offers a wonderful opportunity for companies who come up with ways to improve it. Today, my company is among the thousands contributing to the Internet's evolution. It's no exaggeration to say that virtually everything Microsoft does these days is focused in one way or another on the Internet. The level of investment in the Internet is amazing given that no one's making much profit yet. As some stock prices decline to more realistic levels, critics are sure to say that the Internet is nothing more than hype or even dead. Don't believe it. We're experiencing the early days of a revolution in communication.